This is Radio Romania International. You are listening to our one-hour broadcast in English for listeners in Western Europe. We can also be heard on the internet at www.ri.ro, Channel 1. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter and other social media platforms. Our programs are also available on TuneIn, Radio Romania International 1, and via satellite Eutelsat 16A on 11,512 MHz, vertical polarization, azimuth 16 degrees east. We wish you good reception conditions.
Hello, you are listening to the news on Radio Romania International. I am Vlad Palcu. Let's look at the top stories. President Klaus Iohannis is paying an official visit to South Korea. Parliament has greenlit the participation of the Romanian army in security missions in the Black and Red Seas. Romania's President Klaus Iohannis on Monday started a three-day official visit to South Korea, the first country in the Asia-Pacific region which Romania has a strategic partnership with. Iohannis laid a wreath at the National Cemetery in Seoul. Political consultations will focus on issues related to the consolidation of the strategic partnership, political, diplomatic and defense cooperation, the main regional and global challenges, and boosting trade and investment in various sectors. Among them are green and nuclear energy, new technologies, IT&C, environment and climate change management, infrastructure, health and education. The meeting will also emphasize the special intercultural exchanges, which have been consolidated in recent years. The Romanian president's visit to South Korea is the first in 16 years. Parliament on Monday greenlit the participation of Romanian military in demining naval missions in the Black Sea following Russia's aggression against Ukraine in response to the Romanian president's request. Romania will deploy general staff and a military vessel with an 85-strong crew. Parliament also approved the participation of the Romanian army in the EU maritime security mission in the Red Sea. Three Romanian servicemen will join the Prosperity Guardian mission led by the United States in the Red Sea, the Gulf of Aden, and the territory of Bahrain. Three F-16 aircraft purchased by Romania from Norway landed on Friday at the General Emanuel Ionescu 71st Air Base in Câmpia Turzi. It is the second series of three such aircraft bought by Romania from Norway, the first being received last November. According to the Defense Ministry, through the 32 multi-role F-16 aircraft that will endow two more squadrons of the Air Forces by the end of next year, Romania is strengthening its air defenses at a level adapted to the security challenges in the region. The Romanian army faces a shortage of professional servicemen. In the first conscription campaign held over February and April, over 6,400 people applied for 5,100 vacancies. 24% failed the fitness test, 18% the psychological test and 12% the medical test. The total number of candidates who passed was 2,626. The Romanian Defense Ministry says the level of difficulty for the fitness test is average, allowing people aged 18 to 45 with normal fitness development to pass it without major difficulties. The European Parliament convenes in a new plenary sitting in Strasbourg as of Monday until Thursday. The meeting's agenda includes topics such as violence against women, the revision of the EU's agricultural policy and combating money laundering. Iran's attack on Israel, the ban on the EU market for products manufactured through forced labour, the effects of the so-called Russian interference in the European Parliament, the assessment of the results of the Russian elections and the situation of the state of law in Hungary will also be discussed. The plenary sitting this week is the last one of the current European Parliament makeup before the European Parliament election on June the 9th. And now to end the news on Radio Romania International, let's have another look at the top stories. President Klaus Iohannis is paying an official visit to South Korea. The Romanian Parliament has greenlit the participation of the Romanian Army in security missions in the Black and Red Seas. And the European Parliament has convened this week in a new plenary sitting, the last of the current European legislature.
International agencies have confirmed Romania's sovereign rating and stable outlook, but there is still room for growth, the finance minister Marcel Boloș says. I'm Anna Maria Popescu with more details in this commentary written by Ștefan Stoica. The Romanian finance minister Marcel Boloș, who took part in Washington in the spring meetings of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, had talks with officials for the Standard & Poor's and Moody's rating agencies, which monitor fiscal and budgetary parameters around the world. The talks concerned Romania's economic characteristics and the strategies to ensure macroeconomic stability. The agencies have reconfirmed our sovereign rating and stable outlook, but this does not mean there is no room for growth, Minister Boloș posted on Facebook after the meetings. He mentioned that foreign investors tend to prefer countries with high ratings because they view them as more stable. A good rating, Marcel Boloș insisted, facilitates access to funding in international capital markets for lower costs. Essentially, a country with a high rating is often regarded as a more viable and stable business partner, the finance minister also explained on his Facebook page. Boloș reiterated that in order to improve economic competitiveness and to create an environment that encourages sustainable investments, measures are taken into account such as fiscal consolidation, increased investments in infrastructure and education, encouraging private investments and promoting efficient and transparent economic government. On April the 12th, Standard & Poor's reconfirmed Romania's BBB-/A3 rating for long-term and short-term foreign currency governmental debt, as well as the stable outlook. According to the Finance Ministry, the decision to reconfirm the sovereign rating and the stable outlook relies on the moderate foreign governmental debt level and on the sound prospects for growth in the next 2 years. S&P also expects Romania's commitments under the EU Recovery and Resilience Mechanism to continue to work as an anchor for Bucharest's political reforms. In early November 2023, Moody's also confirmed the Baa3 long-term rating and stable outlook for Romania. According to the agency, this was based on Romania's robust medium-term growth prospects, supported by sound inflows of EU funding and foreign direct investments. The reconfirmed rating also reflects the debt burden and debt affordability indicators. These remain sounder than for other countries with similar ratings, although both are likely to gradually deteriorate in the coming years due to the still high budget deficit and to growing interest costs. These positive developments are offset by weak institutional quality and susceptibility to geopolitical and foreign risks, Moody warned. Romania has an investment-grade rating from both international agencies. And this wraps up today's newscast on Radio Romania International. Don't forget, you can also follow us online at rri.ro and on Facebook.
Romania is strengthening its air defense capabilities at a level adapted to the security challenges in the region. I'm Lacrimera Simeon with details in this commentary by Roxana Vasile. Three F-16 Fighting Falcon aircraft purchased by Romania from the Kingdom of Norway landed on Friday at the 71st Air Base General Emanuel Ionescu at Câmpia Turzii in the center of Romania to equip the 48th Fighter Squadron. The purchase of these F-16 aircraft and a related package of goods and services will ensure an increase in Romania's security by defending the national and NATO airspace in peacetime and in crisis situations through the Permanent Combat Service air policing under NATO command, writes a communique by the Romanian Defense Ministry. The F-16 aircraft that have just arrived at Câmpia Turzii are the second series of three such planes bought by Romania from Norway, the first being received at the end of November 2023 in the 86th Air Base Lieutenant Aviator Gheorghe Mocornița from Borcea in the southeast of the country. According to the Defense Ministry, through the gradual arrival during this year and the next of 32 multi-role F-16 Fighting Falcon aircraft that will equip two more squadrons of the Air Force, Romania is strengthening its air defense at a level adapted to the security challenges in the region. These planes will have an important role in maintaining a credible allied defense and deterrence posture against any aggression on the eastern flank. And just as importantly, they will ensure the transition for the Romanian Air Force to the fifth generation era of F-35 aircraft, the Defense Minister Angel Tulver stated. The ministry he leads recalls that according to the concept of the gradual fulfillment of the air defense capability within the program Multi-Role Aircraft for the Air Force, the Romanian government awarded the government of Norway the contract for the purchase of 32 F-16 aircraft with logistics support initially and a package of complementary goods and services from the U.S. government. The aircraft will be delivered in operational condition, their available resource ensuring their operation for a transition period of at least 10 years to the fifth generation aircraft, which makes the acquisition of the Norwegian fighter jets a transfer of capability between two allied NATO countries, the Defense Ministry explains. The three aircraft that have just arrived will ensure the fulfillment of the new existing requirements within NATO, and later they will be included in the modernization program of the same configuration, M6.X, as the F-16 aircraft from the first squadron that enters the equipment of the Romanian Air Force. This solution ensures the involvement of the Romanian defense industry in the maintenance and modernization of F-16 aircraft through the company Aerostar Baku in the east of Romania. At present, the Romanian Air Force has 20 F-16 aircraft.
Focus on Romania.
Time now for a well-deserved musical break with Andia and her latest successful hit entitled Della Della.
Suflet cu aripi, suflet de poveste, cât ai pătimit, cum ai trecut peste, cine te-a rănit, cu ai căzut în rese, cu ochii la tot nu te vede. Suflet petale, din flofta minerare, unde e nectarul zeilor chemare, totul e alb și negru, iar tu aveai culoare, de unde atâta supărare? E de la Della, e de la Della, e de la inimile care s-a oprit un timp să tintă cerea. E de la Della, de la sărutorile mult mai dulci ca mierea. E de la Della, e de la Della, e de la inimile care s-a oprit un timp să tintă cerea. E de la Della, de la sărutorile mult mai dulci ca mierea.
Thank you.
e de la de la e de la inimile care s-a oprit un timp să tintă țuera e de la de la de la sărăturile mult mai duși ca mierea e de la de la e de la de la e de la inimile care s-a oprit un timp să tintă țuera.
You are listening to Radio Romania International.
The History Show. Welcome, I'm Mihaela Ignatescu. Dictatorial, authoritarian and illiberal political regimes do not approve of humor, because it is a manifestation of the personal freedom of the individual, the creativity of the human spirit and the natural state of society. Sarcasm, farce, irony and other playful ways of looking at the world around are usually harshly punished by dictatorships. Although the communist regime took society to the highest peaks of absurdity, it was at the same time the source of the most inventive formulas of amusement. The diversity of humor in times that were absolutely not prone for that shows how people were trying to make social existence more bearable. In Romania, as everywhere in the socialist camp, the humor of the years of communist dictatorship was closely linked to the political regime. The leader's personality cult, the very precarious economic situation, the violation of rights and freedoms, an increasingly gloomy future without prospects of improvement. Poet, journalist and humorist Ioan Temorar, as one who studied humor and wrote pieces, was among those who had to deal with censorship before 1989.
Definiția umorului dată de Bergson zice că umorul este...
Bergson's definition of humor says that humor is something mechanical placed on our lives. I have another interesting definition of humor which belongs to Nicolae Ceaușescu himself. Use the weapon of humor. Satirize the flaws that manifest in society and in people. Make your art a tool for continuous improvement of society and men, of affirming justice and social equity of the socialist and communist way of work and life. End of quote. This is what Ceaușescu saw in humor, a weapon, which luckily turned against him so many times. Humor before 1989 can be divided into two periods, the one before 1965, when for a joke with a banal political reference, the individual who told it could get many years in prison, and the one after 1965, which showed great inventiveness and diversity. Humor before 1989 can still be divided into state humor, the official one, and the unofficial one. Ioan Temorar speaks about official humor.
Oamenii muncii... aveau brigăzi de agitație, făceau concurs.
The working people had agitation brigades, who would compete with each other and ridicule those around them who did not obey the laws and norms. Or it was the stupid humor in commercials. For example, Romania produced two types of vacuum cleaners, practical and ideal. And the ad was like this for both. The practical vacuum cleaner is ideal and the ideal vacuum cleaner is practical. The Urzica magazine was the one carrying the official humor, the one allowed, and it was quite successful in those years. Here is Ioan Temorar again. The Urzica magazine carried out a special type of humor, making fun of waiters, mothers-in-law, barbers, or men with long hair. Believing that Ceaușescu was never going to die, I myself wanted to work for Urzica. Ceaușescu's photo was never on the cover, and he was never the subject. Somebody once tried to make a bit of fun on the 40th anniversary, but he was told, "No, comrade, this is not what we do." The student artistic brigades, which were allowed by the university leadership, would direct humorous messages ambiguously. The undertones, the gestures of those on stage, and the intonation of voice made seemingly harmless jokes get politically charged. And straight political banter was unofficial humor par excellence. Ioan Temorar.
Din categoria bancurilor, categoria umorului, speciilor.
The types of jokes that were banned included the political ones, although some may have been used to test certain groups. Those jokes were a means of establishing connections and even of sending codes. We would say jokes after checking our entourage because one could get reported for telling certain political jokes. Before 1989, unofficial Romanian humor also had a collective hero, Bulă. It is not known who invented him, but it was a reflection of what Romania was in the 1980s. Here is Ioan Temorar once again. What saved the Romanian people, because laughter can save, was this sense of humor, the ability to make jokes, to find ways to ease the tension that we all experienced. Bulă was one character that saved us psychologically. But he disappeared after the revolution. Bulă was a thinker, but also the sucker of the system. He was the one who paid for everything and didn't get much of what was happening. Romanian humor before 1989 was one that can only be understood in relation to those years. For future generations, it will need historical explanations. You have been listening to The History Show.
Next on Radio Romania International, Think Greener.
Welcome to Think Greener with me, Eugen Nasta. The Glina Wastewater Management Plant has received a nomination for the Best Environmental Project Award. The project focuses on the treatment of wastewater around the world, being included on the shortlist of the projects nominated for the 2024 edition of the Global Water Awards. Every year, the much-coveted Global Water Awards are presented as part of the Global Water Summit, the world's major business conference on water industry. Founded in 2006 by Global Water Intelligence, it recognizes the most important achievement of the international water industry along various categories. Also, the prize rewards those initiatives in the water, wastewater and desalinization sectors that adopt innovation technologies and long-lasting financial models. Extension and modernization works for the Glina plant were finalized in December 2023. According to the constructors, doing the expansion and improvement works for the plant posed a big technical challenge since it was developed while the present installations were still operating. The project was initiated 40 years ago and was carried with 650 million lei worth of European funding. The wastewater treatment plant and the mud incinerator include state-of-the-art technical solutions. It is one of Europe's most modern such plants. It allows for 98.6% of the wastewater to be managed. As for the incinerator, when its own energy is used, it neutralizes the mud and allows for 94% of the mud to be eliminated. The project in Glina has two components, the wastewater management plant, consisting in water retention basins, and the incinerator of the mud which results from these basins. The water coming from the sewage system is treated mechanically and biologically, so much so that none of it is discharged in Dâmbovița anymore. We recall that prior to the initiation of the aforementioned project, only one-third of the wastewater was treated. Also as part of the incinerator, The muck resulted from the treatment of urban wastewater is thermically treated. The resulting heat is retrieved only to be used later in the process of drying and burning. The resulting inert ashes account for around 4% of the initial amount of mud and end up being used in the cement plants. Up until 2023, the dirty waters were discharged in Dâmbovița River. The municipality of Bucharest has a unitary sewage system. The system has been designed to collect urban wastewaters, the household as well as the industrial ones. The wastewater collected from the city's network were discharged in Dâmbovița River without being treated, thus generating a great amount of pollution upstream of Bucharest and further away in Argeș River and River Danube. The necessity of developing a complex sewage system was felt as early as the 1970s and the 1980s. The plant in Glina was modernized and finalized in 2024. It can treat up to 12 cubic meters of water per second, and that was Think Greener.
Next in this program, sports.
Hello, this is Daniel Biltz at the microphone. On Saturday, the Romanian athlete Bianca Gelber qualified for the upcoming Olympic Games this summer in Paris. The Romanian managed to clear the Olympic qualification threshold in the hammer throw event during a contest held in Nairobi, Kenya. Her third throw measured 74 meters and 6 centimeters, 6 centimeters more than that required by the World Athletics. Gelber ended the contest on the second position after Jenny Kassenavoid of the United States, who threw 75 meters and 99 centimeters. For Bianca Gelber, this would be the fourth participation in the Olympic Games after the editions in Beijing in 2008, London 2012 and Tokyo 2020. 79 Romanian athletes have so far qualified for the Olympics in Paris. David Popovich and Vlad Stanku obtained the best results in the National Swimming Championships held these days in Otopeni, close to Bucharest. Popovich compelled recognition in the 50, 100, 200 and 400 meter freestyle races, while Stanku in the 800 and 1500 meters. The two athletes are already qualified for the Olympic Games. In Brăila, eastern Romania, CSM Bucharest has for the third time in a row clinched Romania's cup in women's handball. In the finals, the Romanian champions have outperformed Dunărea Brăila 32-27. Danish Trine Østergaard scored most of the goals for the Romanian side, 9, while the CSM's goalie, French Laura Glosser, managed no less than 80 savings. In the other game of the finals, Gloria Bistrița defeated Rapid Bucharest 39-36, in the injury time. The Hungarian tennis player Marton Fucsovics has won the singles of the ATP 250 Ciriac Open tournament with €579,000 in prize money. In the finals, held on Sunday, he secured a two-set win, 6-4, 7-5, against the Argentine challenger Mariano Navone. And that's all from our sports desk.
Listening to Radio Romania International.
Hello, dear friends. This is Daniel Biltz of the microphone with the latest in our series, Your Music. Almost three decades and a half passed since the return to Romania of the famous Romanian band Phoenix. We recall the group fled Romania in order to escape the communist dictatorship. But let's allow this famous group introduce itself with one of their early hits inspired from the Romanian traditional music. The main source of inspiration for this famous Romanian band known as Phoenix was the folklore and the Romanian traditional music. Let's now listen to another song from their repertoire. The following one is entitled The Wedding and was composed by the band's frontman, who also celebrated his 77th anniversary these days in April, Nicu Kovac.
Și mândră ca o stea, păi ce-o mai juca, lai, la, lai, la, 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 și ce-o mai cânta, lai, la, lai, la, 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 ce-o mai rog pe la opinț, și-o-mi
This edition of our weekly pop rock program has been devoted to a legendary Romanian band known as Phoenix. We go out today with another song from their marvelous repertoire entitled Just Like the Band, Phoenix.
Din nou
Living Romania. This is Bucharest Radio Romania International. DX Mailbag.
Welcome to a new edition in our DX Mailbag series. I'm Eugen Nasta. Once again, we go on a journey around the world, greeting listeners and friends, allowing you to compare how other listeners across the continents receive our programs. The first message we're taking out of the box this week is the one sent in by Andrei Novgorodsky, based in Kharkiv, Ukraine. Andrei tuned into our radio station on March the 18th, 2024, from 21:30 to 21:57 on 7375 kilohertz. His SINPO rating for the signal of our broadcast was 44434. The receiver is a Web SDR based in Lohja, Finland. Karl-Heinz Brudmüller, living in Bad Eilsen, Germany, tuned into our radio broadcast on March the 31st, 2024, from 1720 to 1756 hours UTC on 13750 kHz in the DRM system. The receiving equipment is made of a Gospel GR228BP mode C SDC 16QAM with an inbuilt WIP telescopic antenna. Among our German listeners' program details, at 1723 project Take or Die open call application, the 5th exhibition rebalancing, cultural event at 1728, Romanian without tears, language lesson. Today we are going to visit a farm. Astăzi vom vizita o fermă. The farm produces grain. Vlad Palcu reports about textbook to help Ukrainian immigrants to learn Romanian language a better way. Then there was the termination announcement, next English transmission on 11790 kHz and 2030. Our good old friend Krista Brunstrom, living in Halmstad, Sweden, tuned into our broadcast in English on April the 1st, 2024, from 1100 to 1130 hours UTC on 17630 and 17670 kHz respectively. His receiver is a Grundig Satellite 300. Mr. Richard Lemke, based in St. Albert, Alberta in Canada, tuned into our radio broadcast on March the 29th, 2024, on 7325 kHz from 0100 to 0155 hours UTC.
You are listening to Radio Romania International.
The DX Mailbag continues on Radio Romania International. I'm Eugen Nasta. Mr. Bill Harms, based in Walworth, New York, the United States of America, sent a reception report from which we took the liberty to quote, the reception equipment, the receiver is an SDR-IQ, the antenna, 15-meter-long wire, place of reception, Walworth, New York, the United States. Reception details, date, March the 5th, 2024, time, 0635, time end 0656, the frequency 11930 kHz, the language English. Program details, 0635, the 1977 earthquake, 0636, women's handball, at 0637, Romania-Poland bilateral solidarity, at 0640, Romania-Moldova important relationship, at 0644, Identification by Woman, The History Show, The Balkan Pact. At 0651, Focus on Romania, Think Greener, Pollution of the Danube, Cleaning Banks of the River. At 0655, End of Broadcast, How to Tune in Next Time. At 0656, Interval Signal and Signal Off. The reception quality, signal strength, excellent. Interference, medium. Noise, weak. Propagation disturbance weak, overall rating satisfactory. Chris Malbeuf, living in British Columbia, Canada, tuned into our broadcast in English on April the 2nd, 2024, from 0100 to 055 hours UTC on 11620 AM. The receiving equipment is in Westminster, Maryland, SDR with 250 feet, beam antenna aimed to Europe. And now for all our English-speaking listeners from around the world, here is the summer frequency schedule. For our listeners in Western Europe, our programs can be received as follows. From 0530 to 0600 hours UTC on 11960 kHz. From 1100 to 1200 hours UTC at 17630 kHz. At 1700 to 1800 hours UTC on 13750 kHz in DRM system. From 2030 to 2100 hours UTC, our programs can be received on 11975 kHz. From 2200 to 2300 hours UTC on 11800 kHz. Our listeners in Africa can receive our programs on 17670 kHz from 1100 to 1200 hours UTC. Our listeners in North America on the East Coast can receive our programs on 13650 kHz from 1230 to 2100 hours UTC and on 11620 kHz from 0100 to 0100 hours UTC. Our listeners in North America on the West Coast receive our programs on 9740 kHz from 0300 to 0400 hours UTC. Our listeners in Japan can receive our programs on 9790 kHz from 2200 to 2300 hours UTC. Our listeners in Australia and India can receive our programs on 21550 kHz from 0530 to 0600 hours UTC. Our listeners in India can receive our programs on 15330 kHz in DRM system from 0300 to 0400 hours UTC. Mr. Craig Christ of Manassas, Virginia, the United States of America, tuned into our radio broadcast in English on April the 2nd, 2024, from 0100 to 056 hours UTC on 11620 kHz and with a SIMPA of 45444. The receiving equipment is made of a WinRadio G33 DDC SDR Excalibur Pro receiver with a 134-foot homemade multiband antenna running northwest to southeast. Mr. Shin Makino, living in Saitama, Japan, tuned into our broadcast in English on April the 2nd, 2024, from 2200 to 2230 hours UTC on 9790 kHz. His SINPO rating is 44343. The receiver is an XHData D808. Mr. Mikio Kohara, based in Setsu City, Osaka, also in Japan, tuned into our broadcast in English on April the 1st, 2024, from 2200 to 2230 hours UTC on 9790 kHz and with a SIMPA of 45444353. His receiver is an ICOM ICR75 with a 1.8-meter rod-type antenna. We now quote from a reception report sent in by Ding Lu, living in Jiangyin, Jiangsu, in China. We quote, my reception report is as follows. Receiving time, April the 2nd, 2024, from 1700 to 1800 hours UTC. Receiving frequency is 13750 kHz in DRM system. The receiving equipment is a Kiwi SDR from Germany, and a SIMPO is 5-all. Mr. Gordon Lyle, based in southern Illinois, tuned in to our radio broadcast on April the 2nd, 2024, from 0300 to 0400 hours UTC on 9740 MHz in the 31-meter band. Gordon's SIMPO rating for the signal of our broadcast was 5-all. The receiver used was an ICOM ICR8600 receiver. The antenna was an Alpha Delta DX Ultra Multiband Dipole set up as an inverted V. That's all we had time for in this week's DX mailbag. Those of you who sent in their reception reports will receive a QSL card in the shortest time possible. Tune in again next week. Until then, from me, Eugen Nasta, it's goodbye and all the best 73s.
Focus on Romania. Coming up next on Radio Romania International. Simply Folk.
At present, Laura Lavric is one of the best vocalists in the region of Moldavia, northeastern Romania, who took up singing at a very early age. Here she is now at the microphone with a song from her native area. And with that, our broadcast in English for listeners in Western Europe has come to an end. You can listen to our next program at 20:30 hours UTC on 11975 kHz, as well as on the internet at www.rri.ro, channel 1. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write an email at engl@rri.ro. Goodbye.